Hi, this is John Hall. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 Acre.
Find out where the music takes you on the next Deep Threes when we sample Hidden Turn's Electronic Organic Sound, the debut album by London jazz bassist Misha Mulov-Abato, and look back at the pioneering tape music of Vladimir Ussachevsky. Deep Threes, music beyond boundaries for a digital world.
Tune in to Deep Threes after the noon news on Monday at WGXC 90.7 FM.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Hilo Catskill, cafe, bar, art gallery, and performance space located at 365 Main Street, Catskill, New York. Waveform's WGXC is pleased to broadcast live from Hilo every Tuesday morning starting at 9 a.m. In addition, Hilo live events are streamed and broadcast in conjunction with the Waveform Radio Transmit Partner Program.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Phoebes of Gilboa, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Thank you. that was Welcome to Music of Recent Centuries first. And today we're going to be comparing some different types of string quartets. So we'll let this play out, and then I'll give a little explanation on what we're doing and what we're listening to right now.
Thank you.
So that was Haydn's String Quartet in F Major, Opus 3, Number 5. So before I talk about that, I just want to say, for today's show, we're going to listen to a couple classical string quartets, and then we're going to listen to a string quartet that was playing classical music and then adapted to folk music. So it'll be an interesting contrast to listen to the two. So that was, as I said before, Haydn's String Quartet in F Major, Opus 3, Number 5. It's a very famous piece of Haydn's for many reasons. It's just a very famous serenade. It's one of the most famous serenades. And two, there's a little bit of a conspiracy theory that it's too complicated. It's not something that Haydn would have written, and that it was actually written by a lesser composer who just put Haydn's name on it and got it published. And so it's credited to Haydn, but really he didn't write it. And that's just based on how complex it is, and it doesn't kind of fulfill Haydn's themes and what he would usually do. So our next piece is going to be another Haydn string quartet in D minor, Opus 42. And these string quartets are performed by the Allegri String Quartet, and they're named after a composer whose last name was Allegri, who first came up with the string quartet. It was in the 1500s. And Haydn really made the string quartet very popular. And this group, the Allegri String Quartet, tours around and plays Haydn string quartets. So our next piece is going to be, as I said, another Haydn string quartet in D minor. And here it is.
Thank you.
Okay, that was Haydn's String Quartet, number 40, Opus 42, in D minor. And that string quartet is actually kind of an anomaly, just because usually he wrote string quartets in groups of six, and this string quartet is just a standalone string quartet, so it leaves a lot of people guessing why he wrote it. It was written around the time that Mozart just finished Opus 10, which was six string quartets, and he dedicated it to Haydn. So maybe Haydn was trying to just not rival him, but just equal him and write another string quartet just as a standalone. So, yeah, that's very interesting that he just wrote this one standalone that no one can figure out. He actually wrote a couple other standalones. Opus 33 and Opus 20 were also just standalone pieces that he wrote. And so we're going to hear one more string quartet before we transition over to the other group. So now we're going to hear some of his string quartet in F minor. We heard F major already, so this will be a nice kind of contrast to the F major piece, since it's in F minor. And so I hope you enjoy. Thank you.
Thank you.
So that was Haydn's String Quartet in F minor, Opus 20, number 5. And that piece, it takes up an entire side of the record. It's a very long piece. And it's one of his most tragic works. It's a masterpiece, though. It's one of his, he's pretty well known for it. And it was written during period in German literature and music known as Sturm und Drang, which means storm and urge, and it kind of, it just embodies kind of all the intense emotions that Haydn had in him, and it all kind of comes out in this piece, which is, yeah, as I said, it's a long piece, and it's very well known just because it was written during the Sturm und Drang period. And, yes, so now we're going to transition over to the classical string quartet, which turned their focus to folk music. And I'll just play a couple songs from them, and then I'll talk about it a little bit. So here is the Fretless. Thank you. Okay, so that was the Fretless. So we're really close to the end. I cut it close. That was, but just before I talk a little bit, that was a medley of three songs. Hewlett's, Wing Commander, and June Tune. These are all by the Fretless. And so just, I forgot to mention this earlier, the classic form for a string quartet is two violins, a viola, and a cello. So that's what the Haydn string quartets and this have in common. And I just thought it was interesting to compare the two, since they're very, obviously very different kinds of music. And that concludes my show. So thank you for listening to Music of Recent Centuries. And make sure to tune in on the third Sunday of the month at 7 p.m. And I'll just play a song to close out the show. This is another tune by the Fretless called L'Acteur Rouge, and there's another So L'Acteur Rouge by the Fretless to close out the show. We'll be right back.